Recorded Books presents Leopard's Rage by Christine Feehan, narrated by James McAdams. For Adaya, this one's for you. 1. Sevastian Amorov paced back and forth with long, angry strides, trying to rid his body of the dark, ugly, animalistic, moody edge his leopard brought along with his own bad temper. Over the years, he'd worked at staying in complete control. He'd succeeded in preventing that hot, red volcano welling up inside him from showing itself to the outside world, but he'd never managed to eliminate the vile emotion. He knew he never would. He was Leopard. Not just any leopard. He was Amorov. Born and bred in a brutal lair known for cruelty, for such savage practices that other lairs wanted nothing to do with them. He couldn't blame them. The men in his lair took women to be their mates, not the women who held the mate for the leopards, but women who would give them sons. If they produced females, or after they gave them sons, to show their loyalty to their lair, the men murdered their wives, usually in front of their sons. Often, they insisted their sons participate. Female children were either killed or given away or sold as brides to others who would later kill them after they produced sons for their husbands. Sevastian had been beaten most of his childhood, as had his leopard, in an attempt to make him stronger, a fighter for his lair. He was raised to be an enforcer, one who would be a bodyguard to the Vor, or the one who would interrogate a prisoner for information. As he had grown up, that horrendous anger inside of him had grown, fed by his leopard's rage. His leopard was very strong, and controlling him wasn't easy. As the years had passed, unlike his cousins, his need for sex and domination had grown, not diminished. His leopard prowled closer and closer to the surface, demanding more and more, and those needs had turned sexual for him. It was a vicious cycle, and one Sevastian feared he was going to lose eventually. He often visited the underground clubs to ease the needs he had, but that was always dangerous when his leopard was so brutal. He had to be very careful that he didn't allow any of the cruelty of his cat to spill over to his games with the women he played with. Glancing at his watch for the 10th time, he hissed his displeasure. The woman from the landscaping company had blown him off. Again. That was 3 times. The first 2 times, at least she had the courtesy to let him know she couldn't make it. It was an inconvenience, but she'd given him enough time that he hadn't left Mitya, his cousin and boss, without protection. He was Mitya's bodyguard. Mitya had enough enemies that Sevastian wasn't about to take chances with his life. Already he'd been shot more than once, and leaving his protection to others didn't sit well with Sevastian. Like always, when he was very upset, the anger in him translated to a deep sexual need that he despised. It rose up like a tidal wave, a hunger that took hold of him and wouldn't let go until he rode a woman hard. And what was the difference between him and the other men in the lair he'd left so long ago? He despised himself for using women, no matter that they were fully consenting. He might visit clubs and spend hours there doing the things he needed to do, but he was never sated. Never. His leopard roared his rage, and deep inside, he did as well. The truth was, Sevastian wanted a woman of his own. A partner. A woman to love. A woman who held the mate for his leopard. That same gift his cousins had. He doubted if that was going to ever happen for him. His father and Mitya's father both had seen to that with their torture and deviant training. His needs weren't going to go away because he willed them to. Long weeks of trying. Months. Nothing had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?